You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible passage is Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 33. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowl of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or whither shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. It's very important that you remind yourself constantly of these teachings of Christ. Otherwise, it's so easy to fall into the sin of worrying. Did you know that it's a commandment from Jesus that we should not worry, that we should not take thought about tomorrow? It's a commandment. Just like if the Bible says you should not lust after a woman in your heart, if you lust, you will say, oh, that's a sin. But in the same way, Jesus also said, do not worry about tomorrow. That means if you are worrying about tomorrow, you are sinning, you are disobeying Jesus. You are violating his word. Everything Jesus said, we cannot act, or and we should not act contrary to the things that he said. It's so easy for the heart of man to worry. But you see, Jesus addressed it very holistically. Now, he said, don't worry about basic needs. He knows what men worry about. I'm about to retire. I don't have a house. What will I eat tomorrow? How will I clothe myself? All my clothes are old now. I cannot afford new ones. Will I have a place over my head? What will I drink? Basic human needs. He said, don't worry about it. And he didn't just tell us not to worry about it. So he helped our mind that to tell us that we are more important than even grass and the birds that God takes care of. You need to know that you are important, brethren. You need to know it. You need to say to yourself that I'm more important than this grass that God has decorated and made it beautiful. This flower that God is making to look great. I am more important. And you need to see that it is God that is feeding the birds. You need to know you are created to fulfill the purpose of God. They will just be for a while and then they are thrown away. And then he also appeal to your logic, to your wisdom, to your common sense. He says, by worrying, what can you change? That's another aspect. By worrying, what can you change? You can't change anything. You can't increase your hair. You will only get depressed. So why not decide not to worry? Since worry cannot even change anything. And then he acknowledged that you have needs. By telling you not to worry does not mean that Jesus doesn't recognize you have needs, that you have children to pay their school fees, that you have house rent or mortgage to pay, or whatever need it is in your life. He acknowledged it. But he said, in the kingdom of God, we don't run after things like this. It is in the world system that they run after things like that. And then lastly, he now said, the ultimate antidote to worrying is fulfilling the purpose of God. When your life is about God, you will not worry about things that men worry about. He said, you were created to live for Him. You were created to be His pleasure. You were created, you are on earth today to ensure the kingdom of God comes on earth. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. You will struggle with this issue of worrying if you are not living for Him. No matter the message you hear about worrying, if you are living for yourself, you will worry. It's default. You will worry because your life is still about yourself. Once you transit from living for yourself to living for Jesus, that's the end of worry. That's ultimately the end of worry. That's why many people are still worrying. They are not living for Him. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15. He says, in that he died for all, that they which live should henceforth not live for themselves, but for Him who died for them and rose again. You can never stop worrying until your life is lived for Jesus. 100%. That is the end of worrying. Because why will you worry again? You are no more living for yourself. That's why a dog does not worry. Because it's living for you. You tell that dog to stay outside, he stays outside. You tell that dog to go into the cage, he goes into the cage. You tell the dog to bark at strangers, he barks at strangers. So that dog does not need to worry about food, about clothing, about anything. It's your own responsibility because the dog is living for you. He's doing everything you want. If you want to cage it 24/7, the dog does not argue with you. That is ultimately the antidote. So you could see that Jesus addressed the issue holistically. So it's not sufficient simply telling people, stop worrying now. Why are you worrying? That person will worry. Unless you address fundamental issue, the person must first of all understand that he is important to God. God recognized his needs. And that living for the Lord is the ultimate antidote to worrying. You must also recognize that to worry is to disobey, because it is a commandment not to worry. I pray that you will cease worrying today in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Our email address is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.